possible for you to act like this? Are human beings capable of such splendor? Yes. I tell you yes, and a thousand times yes. And do not worry that then there will not be enough of what you are not left to create a contextual field within which to experience who you really are. The whole universe is your contextual field, all of your memory as well. The elders and the wise among you often exhort you to erect monuments, to create special days and solemn rituals to commemorate your past, your wars, your holocausts, and all your moments of disgrace. Why commemorate these, you may ask? Why keep bringing up the past? And those elders will say, lest we forget. Their advice is more sound than you know, for in creating a contextual field in memory, you make it unnecessary to do so in the present moment. You truly can say, never again, and mean it. And in declaring this, you use your moments of disgrace to create moments of grace. Can your species make such a declaration? Can the human race remember itself as it was when it reflected in every thought, word, and deed the image and likeness of God? Are you capable of such splendor? Yes. I tell you yes, and a thousand times yes. This is how you were meant to be. This is how life was designed to be before you lost yourself in the illusions. It is not too late. No, not nearly too late. You of such glory and wonder, you can do it. You can be it. You can be love. Know that through all, I am with you. This is the end of the present communication, but it can never be the end of our collaboration, our co-creation, or our communion. You will always have a conversation with God. You will always have a friendship with God, and you will always be in communion with God. I will be with you always, even unto the end of time. I can never not be with you, for I am you, and you are me. That is the truth, and all else is an illusion. So journey on, my friend, journey on. The world waits to hear your message for its salvation. That message is your life lived. You are the prophet whose time has come. For what you demonstrate is true about your life today is an absolute prediction of what will be true about your life tomorrow. This makes you a prophet indeed. Your world will change because you are choosing to change it. Your work is healing more than you know, and your reach extends beyond tomorrow. All of this is true because you choose to allow the wonder of your communion with me to be demonstrated in, as, and through you. Choose this often and bring peace to my world.
Become an instrument of my peace.
Where there is hatred, sow love.
So love.
So love.
Where there is injury, pardon.
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 Where there is doubt.
Where there is doubt.
Faith.
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 Where there is despair.
Where there is despair.
Where there is despair.
Hope.
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 Where there is darkness.
Where there is darkness.
Where there is darkness.
Light.
Light.
Where there is sadness. Joy.
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 Seek not so much to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love.
Understand. To be loved as to love.
To be loved as to love.
For love is who you are and who you have always been. It is all there ever was, is now, and ever shall be. You have searched for a truth by which to live your life. And I give it to you here again. Be love, my beloved.
Be love, and your long journey to mastery will be over, even as your new journey to bring others to mastery has just begun. For love is all that you are, all that I am, and all that we were ever meant to be.
So be it.
This has been a Highbridge audio production.